Hi, my name is Bill Bourne, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM in Winnipeg.
How is he bound for glory? Or is he bound to disappear?
I'm going down the highway with a suitcase full of all my bad ideas. Gonna test them out, see what I have been missing all these years. Are they things I can't imagine my way through until the end, where I feel devastated for the things I put you through, my sweet Vivian? Hate to take your heart and break it, so I'm turning myself to make you think that I've got anything that you might need, except a lot of bad ideas for you and me.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sunday afternoon here on UMFM, and it's time for singer-songwriter program Tell the Band to Go Home. I'm here every Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m., playing you singer-songwriters and all kinds of fun stuff. My name is Jeff. Thank you for being here. Well, we started off the show there with something brand new from Winnipeg's own Nathan. They are absolutely wonderful, and their new album is called Jimson Weed. It's out on the Network Records label in August, but we have a copy for you. Share with you, and that one right there was Bad Ideas, but we're going to play right now some more Nathan, of course, from Winnipeg, but they're out this weekend in Calgary at the Calgary Folk Festival, which is where I am. I'm not actually here this weekend. I'm on tape, but I'm out seeing Nathan and all kinds of other fine folks, and I'm going to tell you about some of the other fine music that I'm seeing this weekend in Calgary, including Nathan, of course, and some other folks as well. So stay tuned for some of that. I got some brand new music coming up later on in the show from some other great artists, and whatever else we can fit in. So stay tuned. You can always check out the show on the web, by the way, www.bandgohome.n3.net, or just check out umfm.com, and all the details are up there, including our playlists. And in a weird kind of a neat move, we have this new playlist system up on the web where you can actually check us out, umfm.com, and the playlist for this week is already up there, so you can find out what I'm going to play before I actually play it. Might be crazy, might be weird. I don't know. See, tell me if you like it. bandgohome@shaw.ca is the email. Anyways, I'm going to shut up. Here's more Nathan. This is, I'm telling you, I still think, honestly, this is the best Nathan song ever. It's incredible. I'm glad I can officially play it. This is the official version from Jim's and Weed. This is Stone. This is Nathan. Tell the band to go home.
Warming rays. A future once written in stone. La la la.
disgusted, said goodbye forever. Let them laugh, she had a raft in the old man river. Let them laugh, she had a raft in the old man river. Future, what's written in stone, la 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 la, life buried forever. And the past washed away, la 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 la, by the old man river. By the old man river. By the old man river.
There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. Well, there's a good old wagon trail that's headed for the west. There's a teepee ring at the Purple Springs if your ponies need their rest. There's a shepherd out in Vauxhall in the coulees who may know, but the sheep shack's old and leaning, and that was 60 years ago. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. Well, I see handcarts pulled by desperate settlers bent under the yoke, fleeing lives of certain serfdom for this new faith of which he spoke. Trekking across the desert with a few intrepid Danes, there's times I still think I can feel the blood of Vikings in my veins. I hear strawberry roan and there's bison bones been bleached out in the sun. South of Raymond, whiskey trade, the antelope still run. Hidden family reasons at the edge of consciousness. Silhouettes of grazing cattle on that old Milk River ridge. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. No written law to stay one's hand.
Roll me over, morning, I'm afraid to come awake. Will a new bright day believe me when I choose another heart to break? Will I leave this morning, or has he left me another strange bed to roll? Maybe the next one will be the best. Take me over, sunshine. Burn this city off my skin. I am so afraid of returning to places that I've been. When I see my bed this evening, which shadow will I find? This bed has seen too many rooms, and it's another night to be lonely.
Isn't that a thing of beauty? That lady's name is Caitlin Carey. That song is the next one. It's from a great album called I'm Staying Out. It came out last year, and I remember hearing it last year, and I never got around to picking it up, though, until just recently, and boy, am I glad I finally got around to it, because it's wonderful. She used to be in a band called Whiskey Town with Ryan Adams. You may know that, and she's appearing this weekend at the Calgary Folk Festival. She's playing, I guess she has played now, officially. She played on Friday night at the Folk Fest, but when I'm taping this, she hasn't played yet, because I'm not there yet, but you're listening to it as I'm there. Never mind. Caitlin Carey there, the next one. Before that, a couple of other folks that are at the Calgary Folk Fest. Corb Lund Band, No Roads Here, from the album $5 Bill. And Corb and Caitlin Carey are in a great workshop I'll tell you about in a second. Before that, we heard Carolyn Mark and her Gentleman Callers, a song, sort of inappropriately, I think, called A Flat Minor. And I think it's inappropriate in a sense because it's on an album called Frank Slide, 100 Years From Them. It's to talk about Frank Slide, the big mining disaster there. If you've ever been through BC on your way to Fernie or something, you might have seen Frank Slide. It's an absolutely incredible thing. This mountain basically fell on this town called Frank and buried everybody in the town. And now there's a CD to raise funds for the Interpretive Center and stuff. It's a cool CD. Check it out, 100yearsfromthem.com on the web. And so both those songs actually are on there, Corb Lund and Carolyn Mark. And starting us off, something brand new from Nathan Stone. The album is Jimson Weed. It's out in stores in August. And it's fine. Big CD release party is the 26th, I believe, at the West End Cultural Center. And Carrie has promised that they're going to be on the show before then, so stay tuned to the show. of course. Now, like I mentioned, Caitlin Carey and Corb Lund are in a workshop this afternoon, Sunday afternoon, 4:30 Alberta time. This is an amazing workshop. I can't believe it. Caitlin Carey, Corb Lund, and this guy we're going to hear right now, Steve Earle, in one workshop. Everybody under the sun is going to be there. I'm actually undecided because at the same time as this one, there's a workshop called Axis of Whatever featuring Nathan, who we heard in there, the Weaker Thans, who are wonderful, Will, who has a great new album out, and Paul Kelly, who from Australia, who had one of the best shows of this year at the West End. So that's a tough call. Two great workshops, one guy. I got to be in two places at once. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I want to play some Steve Earle. Steve Earle, I mean, he's a wacko. There's no doubt about it. He's kind of known for his political views and being a bit of a wacko. He's known for being in jail and being a drug addict and all kinds of things. But he's also one of the finest singer-songwriters of our generation, no doubt about it. And we're going to prove that to you right now. I want to go back to his debut, Guitar Town, and what a fine record that was, 1986. I want to play this song. This actually reminds me of the last time I went to Alberta for a folk festival. I went to the Edmonton Folk Festival in 2000, and I saw Steve Earle was there, as was a lady named Sean Colvin, who's also wonderful. She does this song live in concert, and she got Steve Earle up on the main stage to sing it with her. It was a moment that I hope I never forget. It was wonderful. Check it out. This is the original version. No Sean Colvin on here, but it's wonderful. Fearless Heart, Steve Earle. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5.
Kind of soon to fall in love again.
I want to play a little bit more Steve Earle. That's from his debut, Guitar Town. But first, I got to take a quick commercial break. We'll take that break. We'll come right back with some more Steve Earle, some more stuff from the Calgary Folk Fest, some more new music. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Check us out on the web, www.bandgohome.n3.net or umfm.com. Stay tuned.